The following is a newspaper interview between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and the London Observer, recorded July 23, 1976, in London, England.
Sir, you are observing our movement.
Yes, really, for the first time, in close quarters.
First time? You had here from the last 7 years.
I don't know much about you, but it's only in the last hour that I've really begun to learn.
He said in the movie.
Your paper is observer. Why did you not observe for the last 7 years?
We just showed him the film.
Huh?
We just showed him our film.
How did it like?
That was very interesting. Again, it's talking a lot, but I did not previously know.
We are trying to give real life. You are religious observer. What is your idea of religion?
I would say much the same as yours from what I see in your writings, that there's an underlying truth behind all religion. Would you agree with that?
Religion, as it is explained in the dictionary, accepting a supreme controller, is it not? So, do the people accept a supreme controller? Do they accept? There are so many systems of religions, but do they actually know who is the Supreme Controller? That is my question. What do you think? It's like this is British government, and we know that the Queen is the Supreme Controller. Similarly, of all creation, cosmic manifestation, there is a supreme controller, and who is the supreme controller? Do they know it? That is my question.
I mean, what is your attitude towards Christianity?
I don't come to Christianity. I'm talking on religion, the science of religion. The religion, when we speak of religion, there's no question of Christianity or Muslim or Hindu. Just like when we speak of gold, gold is gold and gold cannot be Muslim gold or Hindu gold or Christian gold. We are concerned with gold, not the country where the gold is produced. That is not very important. Whether it is gold, that is our business.
I mean, would you count Jesus Christ as gold?
Yes. Why not? He's speaking about the Supreme Controller, God. So why should he not? Religion without science or philosophy is sentiment. And philosophy without religion is mental speculation. So they must be combined together. So so far the controller is concerned, this is scientific understanding. Just like the father, we consider why we, everyone, either he is Christian or Mohammedan or Hindu, the conception of God is generally accepted as the Supreme Father.
I mean, it's a fact.
It is fact.
Yes.
Because just like anything, creation, means the mother, the father, and the children. That is our practical experience. Without mother, we are nowhere. We are given birth by the mother. So the material nature is the mother. From the material nature, material elements, everything is coming. From the water, the fishes are coming. From the land, the grass, the worms, and then human being, they're coming. From the air also, living entities are coming. So, therefore material nature is the mother. And we have come out of the material nature, therefore we are children. Then that must be father. Because without father, simply mother cannot give birth. This is science. You cannot deny the existence of God simply by a false argument. This is real argument. The mother is there, material nature, and we are children there, that must be father.
In England, the Christian Church in recent years or recent decades has been doing very badly in losing support. Your teaching would perhaps provide a substitute for the more traditional type of Christian teaching.
Yes, this is science. Therefore I say, religion without scientific idea, that is sentiment. It has no value. This is the basic principle of religion. That the mother is there, the children are there, there must be part. If you say, I do not see what is God, it doesn't matter. Sometimes the child after birth does not see his father. But that doesn't mean that he has no father. Because without father, there is no possibility of his existence.
What impelled you personally, when you were at a fairly late stage in life, to come to the West and teach?
Well, I must be prepared to teach. Teaching is not so easy thing. I was ordered to teach at the age of 25 years by my good mother. But I was finding out the opportunity how to take up the work. So it took me so many years, so that at 70 years I came out for teaching.
But why particularly in the West?
Because my Guru Maharaj ordered that you go and teach this gospel in the Western world.
His teaching in South India.
Yeah. And are you surprised at the great success you had?
That is my Guru Maharaj's blessing. He ordered me. I tried my best. So there is little success. When I see so many boys in 100 sub-centers, they are living very peacefully in a nice house, getting good prasadam, having good knowledge in the book, and reforming their character and getting some good home. Oh, that is my success. Otherwise they are loitering, no hope, no character, no peace of mind. That means this is my success. I have given so many boys a life. That is my success.
Well, I'm very honored to have met you. I've read some of your work. I intend to read more.
Yes. So, we are trying to give the best service to the humanity, human society, and this is the only service. People should come forward and cooperate with us. It is not a sectarian, sentimental, religious system. It is a scientific understanding of the value of life.
Well, thank you very much indeed, sir.
Thank you. Very good. Yeah.